News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now the time is 7:13. 200 brides-to-be in wedding dresses will march in government buildings this coming week in a bid to see wedding capacity increased. Representatives from the industry will also be in attendance and present draft guidelines on how 100 guests could be achieved in August. And for more on this, we're joined now by Tara Fay, who is president of the Wedding International Professionals Association. Good morning, Tara. This is going to be quite the sight. I have no doubt you'll be in the front of every newspaper. Why do brides-to-be feel the need to do this?
I think it's because they were, again, we don't want to use the word promised, but they were given the impression that they could have 100 guests in August.
We were told 25 in June, 50 in July and 100 in August. You were told that, it's fair.
Yes, and then so they would have sent out invitations based on 100 people. So for people who are getting married in August, that's next week, they have already, a lot of them will have paid for a large proportion of their wedding at this stage, and they will have to now start disinviting people if they can't have 50 people. I understand that there was a caveat, but most people, if they're getting married, they're very excited. They don't hear the caveat. But I think also what is most important is we have to remember this is an industry that everybody thinks about just the wedding and it's a pretty day, but there is a huge industry behind this that employs thousands of people throughout the country, and it's feeds into various local economies. And what's really important as well, that we're a really important destination for international couples. And they're now looking at 2022 and saying, well, the Irish government are giving no clarity on weddings. And they're starting to get nervous about committing to their weddings for next year. So we're going to start losing valuable business to other countries. And I appreciate that, you know, clarity at the moment is a bit like a unicorn. We don't have it. But failing to plan is like sleepwalking off a cliff.
Okay. Can I ask you, do you feel let down that perhaps guidelines weren't produced for weddings in the same way they were for indoor hospitality? You know, vaccine certs, maybe the use of antigen testing or other things that might support. I'm sure there will be restaurants, for example, open for indoor dining that could have 100 guests within them today. Why shouldn't that be fully booked by one party for a wedding? Do you feel that you could have been accommodated differently with a little bit of creative thinking?
I think that weddings have a much better track and trace than, and this is no disrespect to any restaurant or hotel, because we know exactly where every single guest is sitting throughout the whole wedding ceremony, the wedding ceremony and also the reception, because we have table plans. So we have always known where had a track and trace system, because everybody is invited. It's not just a case that they're just going to turn up on the day. But we don't have any guidance for weddings whatsoever. We never have had any guidance, and nobody from government has ever had any interaction with anybody in the wedding industry. So while there exists 2 pages of guidelines for weddings within hotels, there's no guidance for any individual wedding venue, and specifically for marquees or any home weddings, there is nothing for them. Okay. They don't even know. So anybody planning a wedding at home doesn't know.
And
can I
ask you lastly, obviously there seems to be a great deal of sensitivity and consideration given for people, for example, having a funeral during the pandemic. People are, you know, there is a will to accommodate people and to mind them and all of that. And that's understandable. But do you feel in some ways weddings, which are also a huge family event and a very important event in the lifetime of any person and their family, do you feel in some ways that you aren't viewed in the same way, or you're viewed as somehow less important?
I think weddings are viewed as something pink and sparkly, and just give them the numbers and they may be happy. But I think people do need to understand that a wedding as it stands at the moment is not a traditional Irish wedding. It is, there's a curfew of 11 p.m. There is no music, there is no dancing. So it is a very different affair. So all some of our couples are asking for is to have the numbers they were invited, and then they do want to know when they can have live music back again.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Tara. I have no doubt that they'll get a lot of attention, the brides heading out in their dresses into protest in town. But that's Tara Fay, their president of the Wedding International Professionals Association.